Hi, Brendan.
Hello.
Hi, Brendan. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Right? Yes, absolutely.
So I'm just taking a look here at everything that Miss Lulu sent to me. So far, all I really see is this home advisor listing for the company, because you're still pretty new, right?
Yeah, it's been, for like the last several months, it's just been word of mouth, and it's been getting me quite a bit, you know.
Beautiful.
So, but there was recently some more, quite a few thousand dollars put into new equipment and new vehicles. So
wow.
I figured, you know,
might as well
get my name out there a little bit better, you know.
Perfect. And, you know, let me ask you a question, Brendan. When you need a service, right, say you need a new set of tires, or you needed to call an electrician, or there's something you need for your home or for your life, are you going to Google it?
Of course. Absolutely.
You're going to Google
absolutely.
It, right? So would it
yes.
make sense for your company to be listed accurately and consistently on the first page of Google?
Oh, yeah. I mean, couldn't get any better than that.
Right. Exactly. That's what's going to be like super, super important. And, you know, we work with a ton of Angie's List clients, home advisor clients that are, you know, find that this program works very well hand in hand, because to get proper exposure and have calls coming organically where you don't pay per lead, per click, or per call, that requires Google placement, right?
Right. Right.
Okay. So first and foremost, the major benefit to the position lies in the exclusivity, okay?
Okay.
What that means is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, and what we do is we will list, rumor has it, pressure washing and auto detailing services exclusively on that first page of services, okay?
Okay.
All right. So with this, what you're looking at is a flat monthly investment rate of $249 a month, month to month, with no contract. There is a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover all of the initial programming, website setup, things like that. So the investment today is $348, and everything after that is just $249, okay?
Okay. So initial setup would be $348. $348, and then monthly, you said, would be
$249. And
okay.
Now, it's all done month to month. There's no contract. So the way it's designed is for one job to pay for the cost of this, and everything after that to be profit.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And that's pretty accurate,
absolutely.
Right? Like, what is your
yeah.
base for going out to visit a client?
As in like charging, like, I mean, just to,
just
I use like for estimates.
What's your base?
It depends. It depends how big the job is and how much time I'm about to go out there and spend. If it's something small and, you know, I'm like a good guy. So if they're like older, I really don't, you know,
right.
I really don't like charge for me to go out there. But,
right.
Yes, I have. Yes. If, you know, let's say I'm in Naples or something and yeah, it's going to take me 2.5 hours of my time to come out there and bid a job. And yeah, I will just tack that on to the bill at the end. But, you know, I mean, just in the last couple weeks, this has kind of taken off to where like it was getting a little, I wouldn't want to say out of control. It was just like, there was a lot of calls. So like, you know what I mean? A lot of calls, and it wasn't like totally legit. It was just me
right.
working off like a cell phone and kind of just, but now things are, you know, there's been some, you know, quite a bit of money dumped into it in the last few weeks, and things are
mm-hmm.
like more legit now. So, yeah, I'm trying to definitely get my name out there in any way, you know. But see, the
right.
reason I do want my name out there, and it's not because like I can sit here and answer the phone all day for these smaller jobs for $200-$400, and you know, I'm not complaining.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally fine.
Right.
But I'm trying to take it up a notch and go ahead and do these commercial jobs, because I've
Beautiful.
Got the equipment to do it. So
right.
Yeah.
So if somebody is looking to have their establishment pressure washed, you know, once a month, once a quarter, something like that, you know, they're going to go to Google. They're going to do that search. And that's where they're going to see rumor has it pressure washing and auto detailing services. And from there, we go ahead and include a full website that's Google compliant, conversion driven, mobily optimized. We build, host, maintain, and showcase the website for you on the first page of Google services. So we build it. We go ahead and completely set it up because we want to set you up for success. Now, we don't just throw you up there on Google and say, hey, good luck. You know, we include all the social media marketing and Facebook ads within this package. And we include full programming for the top 60 directories. So Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, Kudzu. I mean, you name it, we give you a listing there. This is going to increase your brand relevancy. It's going to help with the optimization, and it's going to give you a much stronger, more dominant internet presence. Now, when I do a search for a 50-mile radius in and around Fort Myers, Florida at 33913, what I see personally for commercial searches, small commercial, light commercial, things like that, you're looking at 1,179 searches. Now, when you're looking collectively between both Google and Facebook for the residential as well as the commercial market, you're looking at over 3,000 searches. Now, the only difference is right now you're not getting that exposure from the first page of services because you're not listed there, right?
Right, right.
So you're getting the leads that are coming to you from HomeAdvisor, the ones that they deem appropriate that you should receive, which is an excellent way to get your name out there, right? But what do you think about having them come organically where you get to pick and choose?
No, yeah, absolutely, 100%. I could not agree more. I could not agree more. So
now, go ahead.
No, you're good. You're good. I was just writing something down. You're good.
Well, I'm going to send everything over to you in writing, Brendan, because at the end of the day, this is a sales call. We're looking to close this position in Fort Myers today. So we're prepared to offer you all the bells and whistles. We want to give you the website. We want to give you the first page placement. We're going to include the Facebook ads. We want to program you into the top 60 directories. We're going to include call tracking with a business phone number. And that's going to eliminate spam and robocalls. It's going to give rumor has it, and especially, you know, professional connotation. Thank you for calling. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. Something along those lines. You can even have it coming directly, like if your wife is answering calls for you and having things come into her so she can schedule for you. Things like that. It's completely customizable, and you get a client dashboard that's going to allow you to log on and track the success of the package. So you can upload new photos, change content, run promotions. You're able to literally track the entire progress of the package.
Okay. If we can do it at 348 right now, that's for sure a deal if we can get that done.
Beautiful. We could do it for 348, and I'm going to grandfather you in with the 249 on the monthly. And then what we're going to do is I'm actually going to go ahead, because she put here that you're technically 2 weeks in full, like with all the stuff in the proper place, right? I know you've been going for months kind of flying under the radar, but the last 2 weeks it's gotten like super official. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, anything under a month with our brand new clients gets a custom website design. So that's generally a $400 add-on. Like, you would have to pay that. So I'm going to give it to you as a little gift from us to you. So that's something that they've been running in June to get everything up off the ground. Now,
perfect.
Brendan,
perfect.
What is your – how do I spell your first name?
First name is B-R-E-N. D-A-N.
A-N. I didn't know if it was A-N or O-N. And then what is your last name?
Last name is Lee. L-E-E.
Okay. Email?
Email is rumors.
Mm-hmm.
Has H-A-Z.
Okay, 1 second. It's rumor or rumors, plural?
It's a rumor, R-U-M-O-R.
Okay, perfect. H-A-Z.
H-A-Z.
Uh-huh.
I-T.
Uh-huh.
FL.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Perfect. You're lucky you got that beautiful lady there to help you out with all that stuff. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't know what to do without her.
You probably wouldn't. My husband's the same way, man. You guys are so lucky that you got us because we're efficient.
Right. That is definitely true.
The first email coming through to you is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing, and it's going to be from me, Amy Nelson, at localsplash.com. Now, the second one is going to be labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics, and this is an overview of the tracking and reporting system. Now, one of the things that I'm going to do for you guys is I'm going to go ahead and create a contact for your wife. Give me just a second. That way she can call in and make changes and adjustments on the behalf of the account as well. I'm assuming you're giving her full authorization, right?
Yes.
Okay, what is her first and last name, please?
Her first name is Karina, K-A-R-E-N-A.
Okay.
And then last name, Lee.
Perfect. Her phone number?
Her phone number is 239.
Got it.
295.
Got it.
7979.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and send everything, my phone number and information, over to you via text message. And then I'm also going to send everything over to her via text message. That way she has it as well, and she'll be able to just, like I said, call in and make any changes or adjustments on behalf of the account. Because I'm assuming she's the one who's probably going to be, like, looking in the dashboard and handling this kind of stuff, right?
Yes, definitely.
As much. Okay, give me just a second here. You guys are going to actually, hers are probably going to come through first. So the first one's my direct phone number and extension line. The second one is going to be the number for client support. And I'm assuming I'm on speakerphone?
Yes, you are.
Okay, cool. So what I'm going to tell you guys is this. The phone number for myself and for client support, that's both the 877 number. So program the 877 number into your cell phone. And then what's going to happen is if you want to talk with me, my extension's 224. Or you can say into the prompt, Amy Nelson. Okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, you're going to be connected directly with me. If you need help with website support, you're going to say website support. If you need something to change on the keywords, you're going to say keyword coverage, account review, whatever the case is. Okay. You're going to see that, and then, you'll be able to connect with that. But that 877 number is the most important number. Now, I did also just send you guys out my direct phone number and extension line, the number for client support, and also there's a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that I'm sending over to you so you can, it'll walk you through how to navigate the dashboard, because we want you to get involved with the dashboard and collecting reviews and things like that as quickly as possible, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, perfect. Now, I need to have Google send the PIN code out to you in the physical mail. Am I going to have them send that to 9085 Colby Drive, apartment 2719 in Fort Myers, Florida, 33919?
Yes.
Okay. And that's your home office, so I am going to keep that physical address hidden on Google, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Absolutely no worries. And the other thing that I want to tell you guys that I want to explain is we're going to do a client onboarding appointment. So this is going to be a 20 to 30 minute phone interview. It is of supreme importance that we get this taken care of as quickly as possible. And the reason why is because this is what's going to go ahead and trigger the verification code to be sent out to you. I want you to understand the exact timeline on everything, okay? Now, this program, your website's going to be up and running within 3 to 5 days of conducting that client interview, okay?
Okay.
You're going to have the PIN code sent out to you, and it will be received within the first 6 to 10 days of conducting client interviews. So I'm going to try to schedule your guys' client interview today so we can get the verification process going as quickly as possible. Now,
that would be great.
Yeah, because the terms and conditions state the maximum amount of time that it takes for us to get a company listed on the first page of Google is 30 to 45 days. Now, it does not always take that long. In fact, it doesn't even usually take that long. It depends on how quickly you get that PIN code back to us in the physical mail and how quickly we have the client onboarding. So it is my job to disclose to you the entire timeline and to let you know that this is a working relationship. Like, we need the feedback from you. What we're going to do is get your Facebook ads up and running in the first 7 to 14 days, get the website up and running in the first 3 to 5 days, get all the directories up and running in the first 5 to 7 days so we can generate calls coming directly to you while we work on that Google profile, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So with this, do you guys have a logo or do you need one?
The logo will be done by, I'd say, tomorrow afternoon.
Cool. And you have before and after photos?
Yes, I have a lot. Over the last, 8 months, I have a lot, yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, are you doing a lot of auto detailing? Like, are you doing fleet vehicles? Are you doing, like, RVs and boats? What are we looking at here?
It's typically just been, just regular, you know. I mean, I will do anything. I can do anything, but, it is generally just been, you know, your regular, like, everyday driver, like, at a residential house, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But I'm capable of doing whatever. It doesn't matter if it's an RV. It would just take me more time, you know.
Okay. Perfect. So this is what I'm collecting as far as the services and keywords go. So you're offering commercial and residential pressure washing, power washing, exterior home cleaning. I'm sure you're willing to do trash pads, right? Roof cleaning,
yes.
Commercial buildings, porches, decks, driveways, storefronts. Is there anything else I'm missing here?
Well, you pretty much just wrapped it up there, I'd say.
Well, I have been doing this for a little while, but I just want to make sure there's nothing that I missed. So, are you looking to, like, when you say auto detailing, is that interior and exterior?
Yes.
Okay. And are you offering any of those special washes for, like, I know they have, like, the ceramic wash or the, you know, like, fancy. I have a cousin who does all that fancy stuff down there in Florida, and he charges like $800 a car. Do you have any access to any of that?
I usually don't do the fancy stuff. Mine ranges. I mean, if the car is trashed, I charge them $300, and if it's not too bad, my price is around $225.
Okay,
yeah.
And that's fair, man. That's really fair. Now, do you have a Facebook business page, or do you need one?
She's been doing that the last few days, but we need one.
Okay. So you guys have a personal page then, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the way it works, is the business page is built as a derivative of the personal page. They don't interact and intertwine. It's not like here's Brendan and Karina and their beautiful life and then here's their business. Everything's kept completely separate. But I do need the link for whichever Facebook page we're going to build that business page off of. So are we building it off of yours or off of hers?
We'll go with hers.
Okay.
They
won't see your personal stuff, sweetheart. I promise you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So if you do me a favor, are you logged into your Facebook app?
Yes.
Okay. So when you're looking at your regular Facebook feed, in the upper right-hand corner or the lower right-hand corner, there's going to be three lines, the hamburger. Click that.
Yes.
Once you click that, it's going to say view my profile. Click that.
See my profile.
See your profile, yes. And then it's going to produce your profile photo. It's going to say edit photo. It's going to say something, and then it's going to have those three little dots on the right. Click those three dots.
Okay.
Once you click those three dots, scroll to the bottom, and it's going to say copy profile link.
Yes.
Copy the profile link and send it back to me from the text messages I sent you.
Okay.
Okay?
She is doing that right now.
Perfect. Now, I'm going to put in here that you guys have photos. You have the logo. Now, what forms of payment are you accepting? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Just as of right now, cash and check.
Got it.
I'm gonna do the credit card because I have like the Cube thing coming. It's already been ordered.
Okay.
So if you want to put that,
credit and debit on there. So the cool thing about this is within the website, we have the ability to, if you guys get a QR code that comes with your Cube, or if you choose to take on any of the electronic payment, then we can put that directly on your website and you can take payment straight through your site. And those payments don't filter through Local Splash. They go directly to you.
Hold on. The 1-877. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
No. 1-877-6. Yes. That's the one. 635-6225. Yep.
I think it just got sent. Did you just get it?
Let me see here. Yep, I sure did. Perfect.
Okay. Cool.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
Okay, that's wonderful. All right, so then the next thing is I do need to look at the calendar to go ahead and schedule your client onboarding. So give me just a moment. Let me go over here, see what we've got, open this up. Okay, it's pretty clear for today. I can go ahead and set your client onboarding appointment for between 12 and 1 if you guys have time.
I'm sorry, I was grabbing a credit card. I apologize. One more time, say that. I'm sorry.
I can set the client interview for between 12 and 1 today, or do you want it for later in the day?
If you could do it at a little bit later, I'm not going to be picky if 12 and 1 is the only time, but if it could be a little bit later in the day.
Will you pick a time?
Okay, yeah, 12 is, in between 12 is 1, and in between 12 and 1 is totally fine.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay, cool. So you're going to get an email right now that's going to say Local Splash CI for client interview, EN for English. It's going to have your first and last name. It's going to have your phone number. And then what it's going to do is it's going to go ahead and be a placeholder in your Google Calendar. Once you click accept, it's going to send you a reminder, and it's going to be set. Now, we're going to call from our 877 phone number, and as long as I'm available, I will call and introduce you to your onboarding agent, okay? If I'm on the phone, I won't be able to introduce you. But usually I try to make time for that. So we're going to go ahead and plug this in. I'm really excited because I want you guys to get started right away because you're so new and you're so eager, and it makes me really excited to be able to help new clients like this. So,
thank you so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I have you for the 50-mile radius, and then what are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
They could come in. I mean, honestly, from 7 a.m. all the way until 9 o'clock at night is fine with me.
Monday through Friday?
You can do Monday through Sunday.
Okay. You guys should take some time for yourselves.
If you want to do Monday through Saturday, that's fine. Monday through Saturday.
And you can do Sunday by appointment only. That way, if you choose to work on Sunday, it's fine. You know what I mean? But at least you have a little bit of time for yourself and your wife. She needs some rest time. I'm going to tell you, us ladies, we need our rest. Isn't that right, Karina?
Yeah. Yeah, she says yes. She's not in your head yet.
Now, do you guys have any, it's not required, but do you have any business license, insurance, or tax ID information yet?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
It's actually, that was just done, I want to say less than 48 hours ago, and it is currently in the mail.
Okay.
I would imagine that would be in my mailbox by the latest, I'd say, Thursday or Friday. I don't see it being here past Thursday or past Friday.
That's awesome. So what's going to happen is you guys are going to get a couple of emails, and it's going to ask for verification through Google. What they ask for now is they ask for if you have business license, insurance, or tax ID information. Fantastic. If you don't, then they ask for simple things like photographs of the vehicle with the license plate and the tools and things like that, because Google's really cracking down to make sure that only legitimate businesses are being listed on the first page of Google, right? They don't,
well,
cause
yeah,
a lot of people,
understand.
Yeah, a lot of people took like serious advantage during COVID, and now they've just like really cracked down. And I'm glad, because you guys deserve that first page placement. It shouldn't just be, you know, like two guys in a lawnmower and a pickup. Like, I think it should be legitimate
right.
companies personally.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, no, yeah, totally.
Yeah. So that's why I asked that question. Again, it's not required. If you were still working on it, even though you guys have it, it's in the mail, but if you were still working on it, you could still take photographs of the tools and your equipment and things like that. But it's really good that you do have it in place. So that's going to move things along very quickly, okay?
Okay. Yeah,
now,
I have quite a bit of pictures of like, you know, nice equipment, I mean, I can make it look really nice, you know, and I mean, you know, $1,000 worth of equipment everywhere. So, I mean, if that's what we're looking for, I can make that happen.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that you absolutely can. And that's why I just went over that little detail with you guys, because I don't want you to get in the email and be like, what the heck is this? You know, like she didn't mention that. Like I always give my clients an upfront notice of everything. That way there's no questions about it. So
okay.
The other and last thing we're going to do is we're going to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is month to month, that there's no contract. And with this, Brendan, are you using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
I'm going to use two different ones. I'm going to use they're both, one's a Direct Express and one is just a Truist. These are both Visas, right? Or, yeah, they're both Visas.
One's a MasterCard, one's a Visa.
One's a MasterCard, one's a Visa.
Okay. Okay. So the way
I'm going to do 200 on one and then 150 on another.
Okay, so the way this is going to work is whichever card you want the reoccurring payment to be on, okay, is the last card you're going to give me.
Okay.
Okay,
perfect.
So let me go ahead and get this split. Give me just a second here.
All right, babe. Hey.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is actually 149 and 200. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to read the voice verification while my supervisor is going ahead and splitting that. So the voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google. Brendan?
Hello?
Please state the name of the business as you want it to read on the first page of Google.
It is going to be, rumor has it, pressure washing and auto detailing
services
LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Brendan Lee, owner.
Brendan, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement? What this means is we could see you're working with Home Advisor ENG's Like I said, we work very well hand in hand with them. We're just asking that if you were to move forward with any other type of marketing, please let us know first. First and foremost, we'd hate to see you pay for something twice. But secondly, we also want to make sure that if it's a product that we can provide for you, like an upgrade, that you would let us give us the first opportunity so we can help you with that. If it's a product we cannot provide, then of course we want to be able to work with whoever you choose to work with as well. So that's why we ask you to let us know, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is June 6, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $348 for the all-inclusive platinum package and the setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the sixth day of every month in the flat monthly investment rate of just $249. All inclusive platinum package, again, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. If you guys okay. choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you please contact myself or client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of August. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right, perfect. So the first card you're putting on file, is this going to be for the one, for the 200 or for the 149?
This one, the first one I'm going to give is for 150.
Okay, we're only taking 149 off of it. So the second card you give me is the one that's going to stay on file for the reoccurring payments. If you guys need to change payment form, you're able to do so from the client dashboard or by simply calling me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so for the first card, is it Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
This is a MasterCard.
Perfect. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
It is 5332.
Mm-hmm.
4806.
Mm-hmm.
0702.
Mm-hmm.
1393.
Expiration month and year?
10/31/25.
Okay. 3-digit code on the back?
823.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and process payment for 149. Give me just a moment here. Okay. That's processing. All right, congratulations. That one did go ahead and clear. And then the second card, did you say it's a Visa?
Yes.
All right, I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
It is 4351.
Mm-hmm.
4200.
Mm-hmm.
4129.
Mm-hmm.
0732.
Expiration month and year?
5/27. It does not have a year on here. It's just 05/27.
Then that's it. May of 27. And the 3-digit security code?
Okay. Yeah, my bad. I'm looking at this here. Sorry. The security code is 923.
All right, I'm also going to set a security question on your account. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, and your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name would be Harlan. Or you want just the last name or the full? Casey Harlan, K-A-S-I-E, mm-hmm. Last name Harlan, H-A-R-L-E-N.
It's just going to be under Harlan. So anytime either of you calls in, you just want to make sure that you have that password, okay?
Okay.
hold on. Okay, so they're gonna go. I'm gonna go ahead and process that one in just a second here. When I did the first one, it disappeared the other one. Okay. They changed the system, so I have to get a supervisor to help me split a check like this. Used to have access to it, but it's just going to take a second for him to recreate that other 199 invoice. So give me just a second. And then what else is going to happen is you guys are going to go ahead and you're going to receive the terms and conditions via email, and we'll have you take care of those as well. So give me just a second.
Okay.
How's your guys' weather out there right now?
You know, in the winter it's great, but like, you know, it's the spring, summertime, it's just so humid, and it's the rainy season, so, you know, when it'll rain, like, every day, but it'll only rain for, let's say, like, 30 minutes to an hour, but mm-hmm. once that rain leaves and that sun comes back out, it is humid. It's bad.
Oh, boy. Yeah. For me, every time I've been to Florida, it's muggy and buggy. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
I live in California, and I'm on the coast, so we get some humidity, but nothing like I've ever experienced in Florida. Now, I was born in Mobile, Alabama, when it's like 1,000,000% humidity in July. You know, like, that's crazy stuff, but I think you guys over there, you have it really bad. Like, even if it's not, you know, 90 degrees, it feels like it is because there is so much humidity.
Yes, yes. Yeah, my brother's in San Diego, and you couldn't write him a big enough check to come live out here. He's like, no way. He's like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves it out there in San Diego, and he'll never leave. So.
Exactly. And, I mean, we pay a pretty penny, right? We pay to live out here. We do. But, again, I'm with your brother on this because the weather is unbeatable. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, San Diego. Oh, it is beautiful, yeah. And, you know, it's the price of living. I mean, I couldn't think of any worse place to spend $9 on a gallon of milk other than Southwest Florida or California. So, yeah.
Or Hawaii. Have you been to Hawaii?
I've heard Hawaii is horrible. My brother actually went to Hawaii about 6 months ago. But yeah, I've heard Hawaii is really bad.
Like horrible, like not nice, or like horrible, like for prices?
Price? No, I mean beautiful weather. Like yeah, I mean great. I mean like talk about paradise. But when you want to a beer and a burger, like you better have $120 bucks.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. You absolutely have to have that 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So congratulations, guys. You folks are all set up and ready to go. What I'm gonna do is because we had to split the invoice. So it's gonna mess up the invoice that we send you. I'm gonna have client onboarding go over the terms and conditions with you. It's just everything that I verbally promised to provide for you, but I don't want to keep you on the phone any longer. Everything is processed and ready to go. The next step is in about 30, 35, 40 minutes from now, you'll be receiving a call from us so we can conduct client onboarding, and then I'll make sure they go over the terms and conditions with you at that point, okay?
Perfect. Hey, I really appreciate the time. Thank you so much. You've been very helpful. And I do have your number, so if there's anything, any questions I do have, I can reach out throughout the week, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. I'm here to help you, for sure. If I don't answer the phone, Brendan, just know that I'm on the phone with another client, and I'll call you back as soon as I'm done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No problem. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You're so welcome. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You have a good day. Bye-bye.